Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Navneet Education Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by PL Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jinesh Joshi from PL Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PL Capital, I welcome you all to the 4Q and FY25 earnings call of Navneet Education Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Sunil Gala, who's the MD, Mr. Kalpesh Dedhia, CFO, and Mr. Romi Mistry, Head IR. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, Sunil Bhai.
Thank you, Jinesh, and good afternoon to all of you. Thank you, Jinesh, also for introducing all of us. Now, I hope you all have received our investor presentation. For those who have not, they can view it on our stock exchanges and also on the company's website. So today, I'm pleased to share with you our company's performance for the recent quarter and full year 2025. Let me admit, while we have faced some challenges, I'm confident that our strategic initiatives and market trends position us for growth and success in the future. In the year FY25, our revenue grew marginally by around 2.5%, in which the publication segment grew by just 3%, and stationery also grew very, very marginally. Let me straight go to each of these businesses. I'll start with content business. So this segment, and within content, I'll talk about publications. So our publication segment experienced subdued performance, which, of course, I have been addressing in my earlier conferences as well. And as you all may recall, it is majorly due to the lack of change in syllabus in both the states of Maharashtra and Gujarat for now the seventh consecutive year. Additionally, second-hand book market continued to prevail due to this, resulting in below-average counter sales, it means at the retailer's counter, and new books, which generally is the trend. Now, going forward, the company is confident of growing for the next couple of years on account of change in curriculum cycle announced from FY26. Now, moving forward, we remain focused on expanding our reach and strengthening our content portfolio, particularly on the CBSE side, and additionally, leveraging digital platforms to enhance distribution and accessibility. I'm specifically referring to digital platforms because in the publishing side or on a content side or on the usage side by the end users, the importance of digital is increasing day by day. Therefore, this strategic initiative will enable us to build our success and drive for a sustainable growth in publication business. Coming back to stationery business, first, I'll talk about domestic, that is All India. Now, you all may have noticed that actually we de-grew by 13% in FY25. Let me explain why. First and foremost, a drop in paper prices resulted in a reduction of product pricing and hence lower realization by around 9%. And of course, there was a volume drop also by around 4%. The reason of volume growth of 4% was mainly on account of competition from unorganized sector. Now, as the paper prices have stabilized, the trade is convinced about no further reduction in paper price, and hence we anticipate that the orders would be placed by them confidently, expecting no further drop in the final product prices. So till March, that was the biggest concern in the trade, that whether paper prices will further go down, and basis that the prices of the end product, which is stabilized now. So here also we are focused on strengthening our distribution network and exploring opportunities for product innovation to drive sustainable growth in the domestic stationery segment. Here I should add that earlier, as you may know, that our major focus was on paper products. But recently, in last 6 to 8 months, we have started focusing on non-paper stationery products as well. Couple of them already introduced in the market, and regularly every quarter we'll be introducing various other products as well. So our focus of strengthening our distribution network and exploring opportunities for product innovation that will drive sustainable growth in the whole market. So let me repeat, but while near-term challenges persist, we remain very optimistic about the long-term growth prospects of this segment, backed by our strong brand positioning, extensive market reach, new product range, and commitment to delivering high-quality products. With post this, I'll talk about now stationery business, overseas exports. No doubt we were expecting around 15% growth in domestic in the exports of stationery, but we could achieve 12%. This new introduction of newer territories helped Navneet to expand its top line. Even though, now this is very important, even though new rates were negotiated with the clients after reduction in paper prices. So like domestic, even in exports, because of the reduction in paper prices, we had to reduce the end product prices also. But even though then, we have grown by around 12%. The major topic that everyone of you may have in your mind about the US tariffs effect on Navneet. Since our major exports are to the US, that concern or that question is but necessary. So I should convey here that the final positive or negative impact of the US tariffs is unknown till final tariffs are decided by the US for each of the countries. Thankfully, the company has not faced any cancellation of orders till now. But when it comes to new seasons or deciding the volumes for each of the product category that we are in, all our customers are saying to wait and watch. They are not ready to comment anything because all of them are waiting for the final tariffs. However, we are very positive on gaining the market share from our present and future product offerings in the US. Because when we talk to our customers, most of them wants to favor more and more towards India, but then also they are not remaining non-committal today on a long-term basis the decision on the tariffs. But here, apart from the tariffs, of course it will be on all the products, but we plan to further expand our product portfolio to include both paper and non-paper stationery items. Overall, looking ahead, we are optimistic about the future prospects of our company. With the upcoming curriculum change that I mentioned, we expect to see an increase in demand of our publications, and therefore it means volume growth. Additionally, our focus on exports and new product offering will continue to drive growth and increase our market share. In terms of our competitive landscape, we believe that our company is well positioned to take advantage of the changing market trends. Our focus on quality, innovation and customer satisfaction has allowed us to build a strong brand and reputation in the industry. I may remind you all, and which I have mentioned it earlier, that particularly in exports where there are huge opportunities, with most of our clients, Navneet is categorized as preferred vendor, and therefore we are very, very hopeful that if the tariffs are in favor of India, I'm sure Navneet will benefit tremendously. So in conclusion, while we face some challenges in the recent quarters, we are confident that our strategic initiatives and market trends position us for growth and success in the future. We will continue to focus on delivering high quality products and services to our customers. With this, this is what I wanted to convey. I should thank all of you to have shown continued support and trust in our company. Now, I open floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I may repeat, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our first question from the line of Niraj Vijay from Prosperity. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is related to the India NICA. Sir, what is the revenue and profit from the India NICA in the financial year 2025 versus FY24?
Can I request my CFO Kalpesh to answer that, please?
Please. Anyone can. Anyone.
So, revenue from operations was about 55 crore compared to 59 crore in 24.
Okay, and what is the profitability from the India NICA?
So, at PAT level, there was a loss of 6 crore compared to 10 crore last year.
And at EBITDA level?
EBITDA level, it is 1.6 crore loss versus break-even last year.
Okay. Sir, if I'm not making mistake and I'm not forgetting, in the Q3 con call also, it was suggested that the India NICA may report the 60 to 65 crore rupees of the top line and will achieve the break even. See, at the console level, the Q4, the major contribution comes from the, at least in the publication division, the major contribution comes from the India NICA, and India NICA is not making positive contribution to the Navneet final at the console level. How long we will continue the India NICA business, and what is our actual logic to continue and support the India NICA business? I don't understand, because this is the, I think the 8 to 10 years has happened, the acquisition, and still the India NICA is not positively contributing to the India and Navneet. Can you explain something?
Yeah, sure. And I fully agree with you that for several years we have not been able to perform in an individual company level on the positiveness. I fully agree with you. Having said that, as a content provider for last several decades, and as you all know that we were pioneer and we were successful in state level extracurricular activity books, that is guides, workbooks, that we have been publishing. If you have ever read the recent trend of converting SSE schools to CBSE school is rising at a very, very rapid pace. Now, here the challenge that we are facing, likewise maybe all the publishers are facing, is going to each and every school to recommend for a textbook. In Navneet, we were always selling supplementary books. Major sale was coming from the trade. Whereas at Indianika, it is the textbook which we have to visit each and every school on regular basis and get them recommended. Here, competition, unhealthy competition is frankly coming in our way. Now, I do not know whether it is a short-term issue or a very long-term issue. Books together with digital content providers are very, very few in the country, or the level of digital that we are providing. The major loss that we are still seeing is because continuously we have to invest in digital products also for together with the textbook. So what I'm saying that we are quite concerned ourselves about the financial numbers, but simultaneously keeping CBSE focus away can be the biggest mistake for any publisher now, and therefore we still continue this. And of course we are learning on a regular basis on how to manage this unhealthy competition. So I'm sure I don't want to commit now because I had myself said, but it has not come true. But I would say that we will have to improve upon as far as this individual business is concerned.
Thanks. Sir, but is it not advisable to merge the Indianika business with the Navneet so we can set off the loss incurred by the Indianika and we have a lower tax liability because we, otherwise there is at the console level we cannot set off the what we pay tax at the standalone level and we are incurring the loss at the subsidiary level. So is it not advisable to merge the Indianika with the Navneet and with maintaining the Indianika as a separate brand, not necessary that the Navneet as a brand, but the Indianika is because the Indianika is a 100% subsidiary of the Navneet. So is it not advisable?
No, we are seriously considering that aspect. The reason of keeping it altogether different was the dynamics of selling products. The salaries of the sales team was very, very different than the state level curriculum sale business. That was the major reason of us keeping it separately. But now we are evaluating very seriously and probably in some time we will decide on that as well.
Okay. Thanks. That is from my side. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank
and all
you,
the best,
Suresh.
Sir. Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Burjal Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Himanshu.
Continuing on the question about Indianika, okay. Can you give an idea of how many schools we approached this year versus FY24? And how many titles were subscribed per book? Per school where we approached, so, and what has been the trend in last 3 years, and why dip? Because it felt that we have increased our sales force and the number of schools we had approached this year was much larger than in previous year. So some thoughts on that would be helpful to understand the challenges we are facing in the business.
So of course we do not keep count of the number of schools that we visit, but this is this question I can roughly say based on the projections that I recall that in the earlier year we would have approached around 8,500 schools, of which near around 5,000 schools would have been converted for one title to 3-4 titles. Versus this year, we may have approached nearly 10 or 1,000, but we could not increase the conversion. And the reason I already mentioned to the previous person, Mr. Niraj, that the unhealthy competition everywhere is coming in the way. But thankfully, in the state of Maharashtra and Gujarat, where schools are getting converted from SSE to CBSE, there we are more or less quite successful. The success ratio is more than 80% there to have these recommended. So even for us to retain Maharashtra Gujarat intact, this is necessary, and therefore we still continue to do so. But now, as far as per school, how many title to that level, we really cannot share as well. But overall, the reason of degrowth as well as the losses which I mentioned to earlier person remains the same.
And how is the Grafelco brand doing, Nisha? And does it really make sense that Grafelco and Indianica having two separate brands when they are trying to have
each large market? Yeah, this is typical trend in CBSE schools. So the trend is that no school continues with more than for the same title for more than 3 or 4 years. They need a different title, different style of product. And therefore, most of the large publisher in the country, they have their minimum 2 to maximum 5 brands of the same coming from the same company. So even if school wants to change from one brand to another, they can do so, but simultaneously it benefits to the same company. And that is the reason we have kept Grafelco. The other reason, Grafelco, that we have kept here is Grafelco focuses only on pre-primary and up to grade 5. It does not publish beyond grade 5. These products, apart from selling it into the CBSE schools, we do sell them in SSE English medium schools as well. And for that, if we merge Indianica brand with Grafelco, also may create some confusion internally, frankly. And therefore, we have kept this separate.
Okay. Okay. And one thing, we had that digital solution, top class and top scorer and all those, which got merged. But we wanted to continue with our digital journey. Okay. So what progress has been made in this FY25? And is it really working, or we are not working on that space?
If we were not continuing our digital journey, it would have really dampened our physical sales of books across. So I'm just not talking about CBSE, but for SSE as well. And therefore, we have to consider that as a cost of production now. Of course, we have an individual product called Top Class and Top Scorer. That, of course, we have that as an offering to the school. But now, every book that we come up with has some or the other digital component in it. So I would say that, of course, our cost has increased there, and we have not been able to, or we are purposefully not trying to pass on that to the end customer and consuming ourselves. And therefore, you saw that our EBITDA margin has come down if we compare it with 5 years ahead. So we are okay with that to continue for next couple of years. And of course, finally, we will try and pass on the same to the end customer. But till we successfully get these implemented, the user base increases for this, we would like to consume ourselves the cost and offer to the student community.
Okay. And in next FY26, what measures are you thinking about our CBSE business? What can we improve and change and target that business? So any thoughts here will be helpful.
So here now, the target given to our sales team is, instead of focusing more on number of schools, they should focus more titles in the same school. And therefore, we are trying to concentrate on major cities not trying to grow exponentially in the other cities or smaller cities. That way there will be reduction in expenses, and our focus to increase more titles in the same school would benefit better volumes from each of the school. So this is the action plan that we have designed after the performance of FY25.
Okay, thanks.
And of course, I should also mention to all of you that as far as technology is concerned, you might have read some social media advertisements also, and we have come up with a great AI solution for the teacher community, which we are not charging for the current year and are giving it for free to, and we have decided to give to around 1,000 schools. And this is not restricted to CBSE schools, but as well it is offered to SSE schools also. The way we are seeing the usage of that tool in the schools, we are very encouraged that this type of facility to the teacher really saves huge time effort of the teacher on their day-to-day activities, and that will really make us glued in the school for a very long period. So this is one major initiative that we have taken and have introduced. And I think, as we know, we are the only publisher in the country offering this solution for the teachers.
Okay. Thank you from my side. I'll join back in the queue for further questions.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Viraj from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. First, on the CBSE business segment, can you give some color? What is the sales profitability of Navneet Rise in 25? And just going a little deeper into the competitive aspect in CBSE, which you alluded now, if you see post-NEP, the thinking was that given the kind of digital capability one would require with the content change, then one would see a consolidation and competition intensity would be much lesser in CBSE. But your comments say otherwise. So can you kind of give a more deeper perspective on what is driving NLD the competitive aspect?
Now, of course, there are more than 600-800 publishers may not be publishing all the titles in the in their company, but with whatever that they come up with, they try to see and that their titles get sealed. Now, unfortunately, they have very limited sales expenditure or advertisement expenditure. Sales expenditure is one of the biggest in CBSE book business, and therefore they are able to offer higher discounts. Now, that higher discounts per se attract schools to recommend those titles. So that is one of our biggest concern that we are facing. I do not recall having talked about consolidation in the industry. But I did recall having said this for our domestic stationery, if paper prices were to further go up, then there was huge possibility of consolidation. So in this, we are not seeing consolidation. What we have now decided that instead of fighting on the discounts with each and every school, we are trying to see what else can we provide to them, what additional features can we provide to them, and that should attract them to buy our product without looking at the discounts only. So that is the way to succeed in this business on a long-term basis. Then that we have started implementing, rather introducing this, particularly what I mentioned about AI. So with that, the clueness to continue using our product should increase, and more new customers should get attracted. So that is the endeavor that we are focusing on, and that should bring us a better volume going forward.
And on Navneet Rice, can you just give some perspective? How's the
So Navneet Rice, our focus has been always Maharashtra and Gujarat majorly. So our 80-85% of the revenue comes from these two states only. Whichever schools have got themselves converted to CBSE, we are offering them Rice series. So for the year 25 of the total publication sales, standalone publication sales, the Rice sale would have contributed around 35 CR. And we are sure that as and when other schools get converted to CBSE or they grow in number of standards, because each converted CBSE may not have all the 10 grades with them. And therefore, with all this, we should, at least we want to retain our two core states with us, and whatever is required by those schools, we would like to offer it to them. So as far as number is concerned, I did mention, and the reason of Rise and a special focus on Maharashtra, Gujarat also I mentioned.
Second question is on the export piece. Can you give some perspectives or in terms of contribution of new categories of products, say in 25, how much those would have contributed, categories of products introduced in last 2-3 years? And in terms of the tariff part, if you can just also give some perspective, how does the contracts are arrived at with our customers in US? So typically here the tariff, you know, whatever is applicable currently, who bears the tariff impact?
I'll answer first your last question on the way contracts are designed. So most of our customers, we enter into a yearly contract. Yearly contract meaning starting from January till August. I'm talking about US customers and where our major business is. So there the contract is fixing on a price of a product and tentative volumes that they are expecting. So with these two, we arrive at our production planning, and for every month they go on releasing the quantities to us for their requirements. This is the way it is designed. So for one calendar year, practically you can say the price is fixed and the volumes are more or less estimated. Based on this, we start planning ourselves. So now when we go for the next year season, it will all depend on the final outcome of the tariffs, and based on that we will come to know what kind of volumes are possible from them. And your first question was on contribution for contribution. Yeah, a new category contribution. So in last not 3 but 4 years, we have focused more on file folders made of plastic or a couple of metal products. So happy to say that file folder itself is contributing nearly 17-18% of our total revenue of exports. Metal is still a very small, it's hardly, I should say, 1% or so. Now that they have experienced our product and quality, I'm sure now they will start increasing volume for the products that we are sending, as well as new items in the same material that they will start giving us. So it is a journey that we have to be with them and satisfy them, which we are feeling we are very confident and happy that we have fulfilled all their requirements till now.
Just two questions on this and I'll come back in queue. One is, you know, you did say that it takes somewhere between 2-3 years for the trial evaluation and the ramp up to happen. So among the categories which you have introduced, other than are there categories which you think they are now at a mature stage and which should see faster scale up? And second parallel question is on the CapEx, what type of capex you're looking to spend for next 2 years?
Yeah, so categories are many that are under pipeline, under discussion with the end customers, rather our customers, and this includes more and more ranges on canvas, which is the cotton as a raw material. So canvas products and some wooden products which are used as a stationary products. So these are two categories that I can mention. I will not be able to discuss more about other categories that we are evaluating. And secondly, the capex that you asked. So of course, there was some capex made already, but it's still shown in working capital because we have not operationalized yet. So that number will be around 50 crore, which the production facility will start by July. And further, we have decided to invest at least 100 crore every year in stationery business, which will include buying of a land also, construction and machinery. So all put together, sometime it may go to 150 or 150, but it will be on an average 100 crore will be spent in next 3 years.
Okay, I'll come back in here. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Arihant from Bohead. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, please can you tell regarding Gujarat state specifically, which subjects or grade the curriculum is changing this year and what are the expectations for next year?
Rumi, by any chance, do you recall which all subjects are changing in Gujarat?
So, yeah. So in Gujarat, there are a couple of changes of limited subjects in grades 6th and 7th.
Okay. And any expectation for next year? Like in Maharashtra state, changes happening grade-wise. So in Gujarat also, like from next year, will it happen, curriculum change will happen grade-wise only or will it happen subject-wise only?
Yeah, so it is grade-wise, and in the grades also, there are specific subjects that are going to change.
Okay. And so my other question was on paper prices. Like since the start of this year, have the price increased or decreased, and what is your outlook for the future for paper prices?
No, since last February, the prices are stabilized. It has not increased, neither decreased. So at least for next 6 months, we are not forcing any paper price increase.
Okay, sir. And wanted to know, have we introduced the new products, paper and non-paper in domestic stationery market? When did we introduce that and how has the response been so far and what is the growth we are expecting in stationary domestic segment this year?
Your voice is little subdued, but what I understand, the growth prospects in non-paper stationary products, right?
No, growth in overall stationary, domestic stationary, what we are expecting and the products which we have introduced, paper and non-paper, how has the response been from the market for those products?
So we've introduced most of the new products in the month of March only. And as we are in May, the response has been quite positive. The appreciation on quality aspect is seen. The real test for us is the month of June when the actual users go into the retail trade and buy the products. That will be the real test for us. and we will see then that what is the repeat of each of these items. So, but as far as trade is concerned, they are very happy with the new quality, new designs that we have come up with.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question would be regarding export in FY25. What would be the price decline which we have taken? Can you provide price and volume growth breakup for export stationery?
You are saying price growth and volume growth?
Yeah, in FY25.
What was the price? Price, I mentioned in my speech, particularly paper products, we had to reduce the prices because of the reduction in paper prices. So price reduction would be to the extent of around 9%, 8 to 9%. That would be the reduction in paper products, whereas other category, that 20-odd% that I mentioned, there we did not have to reduce the prices.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ranjan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Sunil bhai, good afternoon. How are you?
Very fine, Ranjan bhai.
Achha. Sunil bhai, I have a very straight question actually, a couple of them. One is that I think this year you reported a turnover of about 1786 crores. On a
consolidated level. Yeah.
And the profit was at about 174 crores, down by about 5% compared to 183 crores, normalized.
Kalpesh, can you comment on that, please?
Ranjan, can you repeat, please?
See, can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I actually basically wanted to ask Sunil bhai one question, that this year you reported 1786 crore top line and 174 crore of bottom line. Now, correct. Similarly, on a consolidated basis, normalized operations, what are your projections for FY26 and FY27? Internal projections, if you can share those with us, it would be really helpful, you know.
Hello.
Kalpesh, are you answering?
Yeah. So, Ranjan, you are asking for the projection of normalized profit.
First talk about Kalpesh. First talk about FY25 numbers that he's asking.
Yeah, he's correct. He's reading from our investor product presentation.
Investor presentation shows that you reported 1786 crore of top line and 174 crore of bottom line, right? For FY25, right? Now, my question to you is that what are your similar projections for FY26 and FY27? If you can share, it would be really helpful to us, you know, because understanding exports, stationery, domestic stationery, publication, syllabus change, you know, all these things put together, what are your projections, internal projections for FY26 and FY27? Basically, how much kind of revenue growth are we forcing in FY26? And FY27, and similarly, what kind of profit growth are we projecting for FY26 and 27? And also the last question, what is the current net cash on the books of the company? And what is the total debt?
So I'll answer that. So as far as debt is concerned, as we speak, we have hardly few crore, around 30 odd crore debt on our books. And as far as projections are concerned, Ranjan bhai, this all depends on how much can we really grow volumes. Because if we stick to the same volumes without increasing the pricing, the bottom line is like, but obvious will be down. So as far as volume growth is concerned at a company level, so we are forcing that on an average 10 to 11% volume growth we will see. If I talk about publication, around 6-7%, exports around 20-odd% and domestic around 5-6% again. So on an average console basis, we will see a volume growth of 12%. And with that, the bottom line also should grow by around 10%. So this is the expectation for FY26. FY27, I would like to not like to comment today because it will be, it is too early for me to comment on FY27.
Fine. So basically, approximately 200 crores of net profit on a consolidated basis we can expect for the next, for the current year, FY20, approximately 200 crores of net profit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, what is the total net cash on the books of the company right now as we speak?
Kalpesh.
So as Sunil bhai just mentioned, we are in debt at present. So as on today, we have only debt of 20 crores. So there are no cash on the balance sheet.
Sir, there's no cash on the balance sheet. Okay, fine.
This is not a time where we would have a cash. We will have maximum cash in the month of September.
Right. Okay, fine, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Neeraj Vijay from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the once for an opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah. My question to Sunil bhai only, because, sir, I would like to know what are the major likely positives for the company for the next 2 years. Is it the syllabus change or higher export of stationery or turnaround of the Indianica? What are the bright spots for the company currently? What you are thinking that these are the bright points on which we can, the company can encase it?
You yourself answered, frankly, all of them, which is the curriculum change cycle for next 4 continuous year we are very sure of. That will help publication growth as well as profitability. Exports of stationery growth is quite sure. Just one caveat, that if some very, very adverse tariff comes on the country, then we may not hold ourselves right. So that is the only risk factor that we see. And thirdly, in domestic market also, instead of just focusing paper-based stationery products, introducing various non-paper stationery products in the market. These are the three areas where we believe, rather all the three businesses, we should be better off than FY25. And I'm talking about long term.
Okay. Sir, in a reply to one question, you mentioned that the prospective export buyer, our buyer, have they postponed the decision to place new order, or the pipeline is weaker because of there is a possibility of the higher tariff will be imposed by the USA? Is that the case, or is it the normal business as the last year?
Till date, it is normal. Whatever orders that we were expecting for the year based on the contracts that we have entered into have come in. So more or less, the final dispatches would be around 15th of June for the US territory, and that would be over. So their back to school season, which starts from August every year, for that, whatever that they had committed, have bought. Now we are talking about going forward next subsequent year. For that, I think we all will have to wait till the final decision on tariff.
Okay. By the end of this quarter, we may come to know that will there be any new fresh order or the tariff stop us?
So when we have a on call, we would be clear, because I believe those 90 days gets over on 9th of July. So by then we should be clear.
But the current orders are in progress and
Not a single order cancelled.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Ketan from Labham Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. So in the publication segment, can you just give a rough breakdown of the split between Gujarat and Maharashtra and provide some commentary on the dynamics of both markets? Are they different? Are you facing challenges in any of these states? And do you expect similar growth rates in these two states?
So the split between Gujarat and Maharashtra this year has been 64% Maharashtra and 36% around Gujarat, if we just take total of these two states. I'm saying this because we have some sales beyond Maharashtra, Gujarat also, majorly in CBSE titles that we publish from Navneet.
Sure.
That's
sure.
What I'm saying, this is the split between the two states. And growth, I'm sure it will be the same percentage which I mentioned, 6-7%, because here one standard, all the titles are changing, whereas there it is though couple of subjects, but the higher standard is changing, and therefore we are sure that the growth will be same in the both the states.
Got it. And you mentioned a growth of 6-7%. That's in volume terms, right? Are
only
you
volume
terms.
Yeah. No, we are not planning to increase the end product prices.
Okay.
There is no reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Arihan from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So, please, can you guide like on margin terms for publication and stationery, like for this year, FY26, how much higher or lower in percentage down would they be compared to last year? Because this year we have advantage of low-cost inventory as well. So, any rough guidance on how much the margin would be higher this year compared to last year?
Going forward, you are asking me?
Yeah, going forward in FY26.
Yeah, so if we achieve volumes that I just mentioned, then margins should definitely improve by nearly 150 to 200 basis points in publishing business. In stationery, frankly, we do not have that benefit of passing on, because as and when the paper prices are changing, we have to change the end product prices also.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shubham Sehgal from Simple. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Shubham.
Yeah, I just had one question on our stationery export business. So, like the current product portfolio which we have and the newer products which we are introducing, do we have any products which come under the exemption list from the tariffs? And are we like planning to introduce any products from that list?
As far as our knowledge is concerned, all exports from all stationary exports from India to the US all carry same tariff as of now. So I am not really known, I do not know any exemption list within stationery. So if you are aware, please let us know which particular stationery product is exempted. We are not aware about it.
Okay, correct. Anyway, like on the domestic stationery, like as we mentioned that, you know, we saw around 3-4% volume drop. So, going forward, let's say for the next, you know, like 2 to 3 years, what is our plan for domestic stationery? Like, how do we, you know, grow marginally in domestic market?
By only introducing newer, new category of products. We want to then grow our business on top line basis also and little bit improve our bottom line also. But getting into non-paper stationery products. Paper stationery as a category to improve margin is becoming a bit difficult now.
So currently, what would be the mix of paper and non-paper stationery products in domestic? Like, is non-paper right now negligible or?
Yeah, our non-paper contribution is hardly 3%, 1 minute, Netri, around 8%, FY25. But mind well, these products we were selling for many years. Of late, we have redesigned, repackaged these products, have brought more variety of products in there, which we have just recently introduced from the month of March. And therefore,
Okay, so going forward,
as a
we can like,
percentage to total stationery business in the country, non-paper percentage should rise faster.
Okay, got it. So apart from product introductions, are we also looking to maybe acquire players in the domestic stationery? Because like other competitors have been doing the same.
At present, we do not have such plans.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our stationery business margin. So if I look at our overall domestic plus exports, sir, you said that it is difficult to improve margins in our paper segment. Sir, so what is the steady state margin can we expect going forward from FY26 in this segment overall?
1 minute. So steady state, you can consider 12% to 13% EBITDA margin.
Sir, this was much higher when we, like, I think last two, three quarters back, we were considering more than 15% in the EBIT margin for our export business and 12-13% for our domestic business. But combined 12-13%, so has anything changed particularly for us too, or is this a conservative number?
So in the domestic business, it has further gone little down. Export, it has been 15-16%. So therefore, if we combine both the revenues of both the businesses, I mentioned 12-13%. And we have been showing the same, or we have been achieving the same for last couple of years. Sometime because of this sudden change in the product, raw material prices, we see variation 1%, 1.5% here there, but these are all time-bound decisions that we have to take.
Got it. Sir, what is the tariff for export of stationery from India versus any other, mainly China or any other competitors that would have? And sir, currently, tariffs, are we currently paying it for our customers and getting it back, or how is the accounting done for that?
So we are not concerned about tariffs levied on to our customers. So it is their responsibility to pay those tariffs. So we have nothing to do with tariff today. And as far as comparing tariffs between the two countries, I think major exports are from China, where the tariffs, general tariffs are 30% versus from India, it is 10%.
Okay, sir. Got it. So thank you so much and all the best. Sir, just one more question, sir. We mentioned that paper prices will be flat for the next 6 months. So, and our majority of our business will happen in the next 6 months. So is it fair to assume that the volume growth of 10-11% should translate to value growth for FY26?
Yeah, if it is volume growth, the same percentage you should consider for value growth also.
Okay, sir. So no impact of rising paper prices or nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay, sir. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Buzzle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was, we have some of those investments like SFA Play and where we were very optimistic on. Okay. So what happened in FY25 and how has that business progressed? And so, also if you can tell about other investments which we have had historically like the Galileo or Tinkerly.
So I think both the small investments, even though one of the company is closed, which we have already written off, that is, which one was it?
B-Galileo.
B-Galileo, no, not B-Galileo.
The brand
was? Tinkerly. That we have already written off. On B-Galileo also, we are writing off every year some of the other amounts. Company is still in operation, but we have no hopes, more hopes from that company. As far as SFA is concerned, good news is that the demand for such companies is rising very, very fast. Problem is people spending more on these businesses for their company's awareness creation. Since they are not able to get good advertisers or sponsors for the events, the company is still making losses. Simultaneously, various state and central government are continuously offering them for the opportunity of managing the sports or every event. So as far as numbers are concerned, they just did around 80 odd crore revenue last year and with a loss of around 25 crore last year.
And the number of events, how would that have scaled up? And
so in nine states they conducted the event. And major loss is on account of their SFA championship that they conduct in these nine states, where the major losses are incurred. Where, as I said, they are not able to attract yet the advertisers or sponsors. But number of schools participating in it or number of children participating in it is increasing.
Okay. Okay, thank you for
much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address most of your queries. If you still are left with any queries, kindly get in touch with our investor relation department. I also thank Jinesh of Prabhudas Lilladher to have helped us conduct this con call. And once again, thank you all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of PL Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.